Please rise.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, and please be seated.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Ms. Fattell, it's a pleasure to see you.
Good morning, Your Honor. It's a pleasure to see you. Thank you. Bonnie Fattell from Blank Rome on behalf of the Chapter 11 trustee for the SCO Group, and I wanted to introduce Edward Kahn, who is the Chapter 11 trustee.
Mr. Kahn, it's a pleasure to meet you and welcome.
Good morning, Judge Gross.
I should say Judge Kahn. Forgive me.
I think you should say,
Mr.
I think
you like
the
Mr.
rule, isn't the rule Mr. because you're the judge?
In an adversary proceeding,
yes.
You should probably not address me as Judge Kahn.
That's right. And I also want to recognize Mr. Rookie, a former law clerk in this court, and he's appearing in my courtroom for the first time as an attorney.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Pleasure to have you here, Mr. Rookie.
Your Honor, on the agenda today we have two uncontested matters. We did file CNOs. I don't know if Your Honor has had an opportunity to review those.
I did review them, and I just realized I neglected to sign the orders, but I'm going to do that right now.
Terrific. Thank you, Your Honor.
Yes.
We really didn't have anything contested. We did think it would be helpful to give the court a brief status conference since we have not been before, Your Honor, since the appointment of the Chapter 11 trustee.
I greatly appreciate that. Yes.
Terrific. Your Honor, Mr. Kahn was appointed as the trustee pursuant to the court's order on August 25th, 2009. Coincided, interestingly, with a decision by the Tenth Circuit, which the trustee will address. We immediately met with all of the senior management in the company. We visited the New Jersey office, which is where the majority of the engineers are, took control of the accounts, and immediately became familiar with the business operations as well as the litigation. We found upon getting involved in this case that, in fact, the company was severely financially challenged. And so we thought it important to bring in financial advisors to help us see where we could cut some costs and try and stabilize the business. We brought in Ocean Park Advisors, and they have been terrific. They hit the ground running, and they have put together a restructuring plan, talked through with us a lot of the different strategies and approaches as to how to right this ship and move the company forward. We have implemented an initial restructuring plan, which unfortunately has involved some layoffs, both in Linden as well as in New Jersey, where the engineers are. It included Mr. McBride, who's the president and CEO. We're implementing other cost reductions, and we believe that we've made some significant progress in that direction.
Excellent.
We're also working to raise some money for debtor financing. I don't think we call it a dip since the debtor's not in possession, but essentially that's what we're doing, and we hope to have a motion before the court fairly soon. Hopefully the court would entertain an emergency motion for interim financing as the court would on a first day hearing, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
When you're ready, I certainly will make that time available.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Your Honor. We're also looking into asset dispositions. There were some things in the works when we became engaged, and we're pursuing those. OPA is actively looking at those, and we're looking at both transactions involving the operating aspect of the company as a whole, as well as if there are any smaller transactions that might occur to raise some money for the estate.
Good.
Our expectation, Your Honor, is that we will be selling off the assets and we will be retaining the litigation. Hopefully there will be value for equity as a result of that. And the last point, I just wanted to alert the court. Yesterday we filed a motion to approve a settlement with AutoZone. There had been litigation pending against AutoZone. We will be filing the settlement itself under seal, and so I can't really go into any details, but I did just want to alert the court that we have resolved that litigation.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing those papers.
Thank you. And, Your Honor, I'd like to have the trustee, if he may, address the court and advise us to preliminarily where he is.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, one of my concerns when I appointed or entered the order for a Chapter 11 trustee, I specifically indicated that I thought it might be a good idea to have a former judge or at least someone who was very, very much involved in litigation to be able to analyze and evaluate the litigations. And I'm pleased that the Office of the United States Trustee did so.
If Your Honor pleases, my name is Edward Kahn. When you issued your order intimating that someone with IP experience might be appropriate, the acting U.S. trustee sought from the parties in the case recommendations. One of the attorneys recommended me, and she interviewed me. I think she found it interesting that Judge Farnham had appointed me as a special master in the postage by email cases, and that my assignment was to conduct all discovery issues, hold the Markman hearing, make recommendations in regard to all summary judgment motions, conduct the pretrial conference, and conduct settlement conferences. I held a four-day hearing in the courthouse down the way there, wrote an extensive report to Judge Farnham in regard to 50 claim terms and also about 15 or 20 summary judgment motions, after which we had a settlement conference and the case settled.
Wonderful.
I also acted as special discovery master for Judge Sleet in an early RIM case, not the big one, but an early one where a firm had reverse engineered the BlackBerry, and there was some, that was an easy one to resolve. And a third special master assignment from the district court involved source code that was used in a program to enable banks to keep track of their transactions, and we got that matter resolved as well. In addition to that work for the court here, I conduct Markman hearings both internally at Blank Rome and for other law firms, practice Markmans.
Yes.
And finally, I act as a consultant while cases are in trial on IP cases. The lawyers send me the daily transcript, and then we have postmortems in the evening over where I think they could have done better in their presentations.
It's nice to know there's a life after the bench.
Yes, I was on the bench for 24 years, yes. And that's long enough.
Yes.
If you're interested in what I've done as the trustee so far, I can run through that in a couple of minutes.
I would be delighted to hear
that. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Kahn.
I've read the Tenth Circuit opinion four times, and I call to your attention that the petition for in-bank rehearing has been denied with no judge voting to even have it heard.
Okay.
I've read your opinion in regard to the appointment of a trustee, and I've read the transcript of that hearing. I've met personally with SCO Management, and its lead lawyer, Stuart Singer, to review the claims against IBM and Novell in detail. I met with IBM's lead lawyers, R. Levine and Dave Marriott, to review their clients' defenses. I've met with Novell's lawyers to discuss their clients' defenses. I've reviewed the transcripts of oral argument in the IBM case. I've reviewed the parties' briefs in the IBM case. I have reviewed the presentation books in the IBM case. I have reviewed the expert reports on both sides. I've reviewed confidential SCOW data. I've reviewed Novell's anti-assignment argument. I've considered Novell's no damage argument. I've reviewed the arbitration proceeding in Switzerland, which you stayed, and I've conferred with SCOW's legal team in regard to issues in that case. I am continuing with the aid of the financial consultants and my lawyers to develop strategies to maximize the assets of the debtor for both the creditors and equity. In my view, the debtor's claims against Novell and IBM should be pursued aggressively. I acknowledge I have much more analysis to do, including another meeting with IBM's lawyers. At this juncture, I remain confident that the debtor's claims against IBM and Novell, especially in light of the Tenth Circuit opinion, are meritorious. I inquire, Judge Gross, whether you would like written reports from me or oral reports.
I think that it would be well to have written reports.
Then we shall have written reports.
Yes.
That concludes my remarks. Do you have any questions, Your Honor?
You know, I don't. I am particularly pleased to have someone with your expertise involved in analyzing the merits of the cases, and I take great solace in the fact that based upon your, at least your thorough but not as yet final review of the litigations, that you find that they do have merit and should proceed, and proceed aggressively. I know that the counsel representing SCO in the litigations is of an extremely high expertise.
But so are the defense counsel.
Yes, yes. I certainly am not kidding myself. I know that that the litigation will be difficult. I would hope that at some point everyone would sit down, perhaps, and try to discuss a resolution of those cases.
And that thought has crossed our mind.
Yes, and to the extent it would be helpful were I to suggest a mediator in the litigations, although those litigations themselves are not before me, so I suppose just thinking out loud, I'm really not in a strong position to suggest or order mediation.
Since I left the bench, Your Honor, I've done over 1,000 mediations.
My goodness.
So I think I can bring some value to how we do this in the most effective way.
Excellent, excellent. Because obviously, as I've heard today, and it's not a surprise, there are financial difficulties here, which makes this is expensive litigation, obviously, by its very nature. So to the extent that there could be discussions of ways to resolve the litigations, that would be helpful, as with the AutoZone case, which I'll be very interested to review.
That concludes my remarks.
All right. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to meet you and to have you in court here today.
The pleasure is all mine, sir.
And I've signed the orders.
Thank you, Your Honor. Appreciate it. With respect to written reports, we don't really have a timeline.
No.
Just occasionally you want to hear from us?
I think that's right. If something of significance happens, you know, I don't need weekly or even monthly reports, but and they can be, if necessary, filed under seal. There may be sensitive information involved, or at least submit them under seal with a motion for sealing, and I'll review them and consider the propriety of maintaining the confidentiality. But no, I'm not looking for Mr. Khan or your firm to give me periodic reports, but just so that I know if something significant occurs, that I will know what happened.
That would be fine, Your Honor. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. That concludes our hearing.
All right, everyone. I wish you all a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.